The shiur is an extension of last week, was part one, Adina Mahus Adina. Primarily, we spoke about taxes. So now, I'm going to essentially discuss other areas outside the area of taxation. That's what I remember from my days in high school. Taxation without representation is tyranny. Anyway, so the Mishnah writes in Gittin, it's a very famous Mishnah. If a shtar essentially is now adjudicated in a goyish court, even though it's signed by witnesses who are goyim, the Mishnah says that such a shtar, which is essentially a goyish shtar, is kosher. So Rashi here, we'll just read the Rashi. Biarkos, Mokom, Besavad, Dayonim, Kufim, Shalem. They also had, obviously, Bati Dinim. The Gemara comments on this first halach in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Kaposik Vitoni, Loshna Mecher, Loshna Matana. Again, Rashi, Kaposik Vitoni, Kol Ashtoros Ksherin, Bechasame, Evdi Kachovim. Doesn't make a difference, even though it's signed by a Goy. So, all these Shtoros are kosher. We'll see in a moment the distinction between these two shtaros. The Gemara right away analyzes this statement, namely that there's no distinction between a shtar mecher and a shtar matana. Bishlam mecher, the Gemara says that a shtar mecher, so there the entire shtar essentially is based on a transaction that took place between a mecher and a kaina. The kona gives money to the mecher. And that transaction is going to be concretized by being written down in a shtar. So Bishlam Mecher, Michiyov, Zuzi Kamayu, Hudikona. So the moment the transaction is essentially concretized by virtue of money passing hands, so the kinyan is chal. Ushtara Raya Balmahu. And the shtar is simply a shtar raya. Again, Rashi says, Bishlam Shtar Mecher de Ara. Rashi says we're talking about Karka. Lai b'hashtora mikni ela b'zuzi. Because by metalton, the Gemara is a machlokish ab'echem e'shlokish, where the kesef is kaida. But with reference to karka, so clearly here, you're paying for the karka. Karka is nikta, the Mishnah writes in Kedushin, the kesef b'shtar b'chazoko. So here the kesef is that which is going to effectuate the mekar ha-memkar. And Rashi continues. And Rashi says, Hai gabra, I give money to my fellow Jew. Kamayu, the Dayanim of the Chavim. This takes place in the presence of a Goyisha Bezdin, Goyisha Dayanim. Who the Kana the Ara? The Karkaniknet, the Kesef, the Bishtar, the Haishtora, the whole purpose of the Shtar, says Rashi, Raya Balmu. Shalay Yimar, that a person cannot subsequently deny the transaction. That he didn't sell it, I didn't receive the money. So here, when it comes to that, we can rely on the Goy Sheh Bezdin, we can rely on the Goy Sheh Chasimis. However, the Gemara says, that's all with reference to a Shtar Mecher. However, as the Gemara comments, Shtar Rabbi Balmu, Dilayov, Zizikam, Ayilav, Marin, Arshay, Kosalei Shtar. If not for the money that traded hands, the money that goes from the Kona to the Mocher, so the Shtar will not be written. Lava Mari Nafshay, as Rashi explains, the lo yav zuzi kamayu came dayon kuh ninu. This is an established bezdin. It's true, it's a goyisha bezdin, but it's an established one, and therefore, had money not traded hands, you would not go to a goyisha bezdin to have a shtar being written. So that's regarding a shtar mecha. But the Gemara says matano b'may konila. How does it work when it comes to a shtar matana? And the Gemara says that since we're talking about a matana, no money is being traded, no money is being exchanged, where's the kinyan? La b'hashtara. So obviously the entire kinyan lies in the use of the shtar. V'hashtara chasva b'almahu. The whole shtar, the Gemara says, has no value. Rashi notes over here. Rashi says, al matana, the idea shtar, ukono iso b'mesira sashtar, oisias niknes b'mesira, sugi mo'abasa. So here, by virtue of the fact that the shtar is going from the Neisen HaMatana to the Mekabla Matana, and the Shtar indicates that the Matana is his. So the question is, Hechi Makni HaShtara Chaspa Ba'almahu. The whole Shtar is Chaspa because the Shtar is essentially being validated, certified by Goyisha Bezdin. And therefore, under those circumstances, they cannot create a Shtar. Only Kosher Edim can create a Shtar that's Kosher. So Kosher Edim, who are Jews, can create a Kosher Shtar. Here you have Goyisha Edim, a Goyisha Bezdin. So the whole Shtar has no tokef whatsoever. You don't have Edim Sherim. So what does the Mishnah say? Shekol HaShtaros Sherim, Chutz Miget Isha, V'Shechuri Avodim. So the Gemara has, to this kasha, two answers. Amar Shmuel, Dina, Machusa Dina. First answer that the Gemara suggests is the din of Dina Machusa Dina, that it applies over here as well. I'm sorry. It's in the red plastic. Just overview the Mishnah here in Gidin, that Ashtar Matana. And the Gemara is asking regarding a shtar matana that comes up in the Goyisha Bezdin with the Goyisha Edim, that that shtar has no value. It was a shtar mecher where money is exchanged between the Moch and the Kone, so then the Bezdin really is not playing any significant function. The Goyisha Bezdin, the Goyisha Edim, but if it's a shtar matana, the Gemara says, how does it work? They can't create a shtar. They can't create a kosher shtar. A shtar, the way Rav Soloveitchik always used to comment, in his inimitable fashion, the shtar talks. He had talking shtaros. The shtar has the ability to talk, but it can only talk if it's signed by Kosher Edim. Just give me a few minutes, if you don't mind. It's signed by Kosher Edim and Kosher Bezdin. So here's the shtar matana. What's the value? Amar Shmuel. So there are two answers. One answer is Dina Machusa Dina. Rashi explains, Dina the Machusa Shel Ovdi Kochavim. This is what we discussed last week, that a Goyisha court has validity under the rubric of Dina Machusa Dina. Ibai Seima, the other Teretz Gemara says, Tini Chutz Michigite Noshim, says Rashi, on the wide lines here. Kol Shtar Hashem Kigite Noshim, Shaydi Ashtar Hadov Nigmar, Vayinu Nami Shtar Matana. The Shtar, in the case of the Matana, is that which validates the Matana. So therefore, what should we read? Hu Adin Nami, the Matzah Lishnui, Beidim Masira Yisrael, Yinu Mashu Leshtara, Elashita Tchiko, the Shenu El Hochi. Okay, this answer doesn't interest me right now. I'm interested in the first answer, namely, Dina Mahusa Dina. The second answer simply says any shtar that resembles a get is not kosher. Because a get is a shtar that creates gershin. And any shtar that resembles a get, that shtar is a shtar kinyan. That means the shtar establishes the kinyan, and therefore, in the case of the shtar, which would be concretized by a non-Jewish bezdin with non-Jewish edim, the shtar is now valid, not valid. The only shtar that the Mishnah validates is the shtar raya. So really you have two tirutzim in the Gemara. The two tirutzim really disagree with each other, obviously. One is based on Dina Mechusa Dina. According to the second teretz, the shtar matana would be valid. And the Mishnah should be read, Tenei chutz mikigite noshim. So let me just, again, before you address what you want to address, the machlokes between these two tirutzim really lichora revolves around an understanding of the din of Dina Machusa Dina. According to the first teretz of the Gemara, Dina Machusa Dina can establish the credibility of a shtar matana. Means Dina Machusa Dina is not only taxes. That's what we want to now discuss. The last week we spoke about Dina Machusa Dina as relating to taxes and the tax structure that the government, the secular government, the non-Jewish government, has the ability to legislate and to essentially enforce laws of taxation. But here the Gemara is saying, no, Dina Machusa Dina applies even to establishing the validity of a shtar matana. In other words, it can affect items in the legal system. Something that's not a valid shtar, al pi halacha, becomes a valid shtar through Dina Machusa Dina. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. The second teretz is saying, Tini, Chutz Migide Noshim, that Dina Machusa Dina knows, is only applicable regarding matters that are L'Toelas HaMelech. Means anything that is a necessity for society to have a structure, which has to be a governing structure, namely between the citizenry and those powers that essentially are directing traffic, so namely taxes. So that, of course, the halacha is Dina Machusa Dina. But anything which is, let's say, such as a shtar matana is a private affair between yourself and myself cannot be validated by Dina Mahus Adina, and therefore Shtar Matana will be excluded if it's written in a secular court. Now this is the Machlokes Lechora, I would say, between these two Tirutzim of the Gemara, and that's what we're going to discuss today, the parameters of Dina Mahus Adina outside the area of taxation. Yeah. I agree with you. Okay, I could analyze that too, but it's not really my interest right now. The Seder. There are different elements, you're right, of commonality to both. Now, on page number 2 of this handout, I saw in the Tshuva of Rav Avadya, so he more or less discusses, he simplifies the matter. He's talking about a daughter who's not entitled to Yerusha al-Pi Din Torah, and the question is, now, can she acquire Yerusha in sync with secular law based on Dina Mahus Adina? Very common issue, Bizmanenu Anu. We have all kinds of appropriate approaches al pi halacha. Okay, I'm not telling you right now, I'm not discussing this issue, but this is a mamish halacha lemaisa midei yom yom. There are people who insist that, so poskei chumash, ki esa b'chor menasnua yaki, lo ses lo pishnayim b'chol asher yimotzi lo. And generally speaking, that's not the approach that many poskim take. They hold fair, and everything should be divided equally. Women should not be discriminated against. What's the issue? How could you go against the pasuk in Chumash? And the answer is no, we're not going against the pasuk in Chumash. We're using the techniques of halacha in order that it should be done properly, lefi, according to the Fichuki HaTorah. Okay, so I'm not discussing that issue right now, how we go about doing that. I mean, that issue comes up all over the place, whether it's Puzbol and heirs of Ribbis, and there are so many areas that we have provision halacha for these matters. So now the Rabbi Avadya was asked the following question. B'yod v'yodua. I'm reading on page 2. Shalafi din Torah. Ein habanot yashot etaviyem v'makim sheish banim. V'zot b'nigu l'chok ha-medina. Obviously, secular law, equal rights to both men and women, no distinction. So now they'll go to a secular court because they want to get equal share of the nechassim. So very, very fundamental question. And so he quotes essentially this Gemara in Gittin, and that you quotes this Mishnah that we just read. That I told you in the Gemara, the Mishnah has the halacha about shtaros that emerge in a Goyisha court with Goyisha Edim, and the Gemara has 2 deos regarding Dina Mahus Adina. And essentially, I underlined the relevant section. Yenebi Ikam Hashem Chazal in the Dorim of Akama. That's the connection to Daf Yomi, the Dorim Chavchet. I have to justify my existence. Dina Mahus Adina. That Rabbim Migdoli Apostle Shazer Rak Bidvaram Sheshvam to Elo the Mahut Atzma. Yani Misim Manoniot, the Chadome. Means anything have to do with taxation, that's where the Dina of Dina Mahus Adina is applicable. Alo Bidvaram Shibram Chabeo, Lo, Nema Klauze, and the Mokar Masech is Gidden. And basically, that's where Rav Avadya, that's how he interprets the 2 Deus in the Gemara. Then he quotes the Rambam, and this is the subject of the famous Machlokes of Rishonim. It's actually a machlokes between the major Rishonim. He's going to discuss it. And then it ends up with a machlokes, the Ramachabi, the Ramo, as usual. That's often the case. So he writes, he quotes the Rambam, in Malvavlove, Kol ashtorot shechosmeim goyim, minasu barakot shalehem harei lepsulim. Chutz mishtori mekach hamemka harishtor yichol. Av shtori hodotum hatonot upshorotum mechilot, hareim kecheres. Kosa amagam mishne, shedasa Ramam abrov hagonim, lesol ketir tashin shagamara, Shekol shtar shugomer adavar ki get in a mo klal. Let's call that a shtar kinyin. That's what the Gemara said. That since the Matana, all these
Yerusha is like a kinyin.
What?
Yerusha is a kinyin.
So we'll go discuss that. And there's no question there's an element of the kinyin that's involved. However, he wrote on the next page number 3, the Ramban Abba Abasa, quotes the Rambam, and he's doche the Shita Sarambam. Ve'elo shigam b'dvarim she'em mem tel the malchut yeshom mem dina mahus adina. Once you have a governmental authority at work, what?
What's a humana?
Humana is the authority of the king, the humana of the malka, the chidas of Ashba, and the shut of Ashba, and the Meiri. He has a kedarka bakodesh. He quotes a whole slew of Rishonim in either direction. I think I mentioned that when Rav Avadia was the Rav Rashi, so he came to yeshiva, this goes back, I don't know, probably 50 years ago, and he said a shiur, what did he say? Yom Ha'atzmaut, halo the bracha ada. He must have quoted, I'm not exaggerating, 500 Maror Makomos. And then he actually quotes, in many cases, the actual Maror Makom, Baal Peh. Just, he says it, Mila V'Mila. Okay. So Rav Soloveitchik was in the shiur as well. He went to the shiur. There's a whole tumult. Who's going to go in the door first? Will he'll go in? Or the Rav will go in first? At the end, he pushed the Rav inside first. And so the Rav entered first. The shiur was 2 hours. Maskana was, you could say halal without a bracha. No makar to say a bracha, yom ha'atzmaut for halal. Fine. So then, we come to the shiur. So someone asked the Rav, one of the Rosh Hashiva today, why you? Asked the Rav, how did the Rav like the shiur? So the Rav said, was is there gesagt? It's going to asach bekiyas. That's what he said. So a lot of bekiyas. What did he say? He basically, then the Rav, I couldn't believe the Rav said this. But he said, he says, are you familiar with Archimedes? With how much water is displaced? That's how we pass in halacha. That's how this father should world pass in halacha. We have 300 on this side, 200 on that side. More water displaced this way than the other way. That's how we pass. He said, that's not our approach. So then the Rav takes out a Gemara Psochim, Esra Gemara Psochim. We learn a sugi about Halil. And he came to Maskana, same Maskana that Abadi came to. But based on analysis of the Rambam, what the nature of Halil is, what the Yom HaTzvut is, about a half hour out of the box, nothing to do with the Shia we're learning. I forgot, I think we're learning some sugya in, if I'm mistaken, that time. It's not no get at all to any of this. Okay, and then he said, there's the difference between the Sfadik Psak, the Erev Mahalach, and Am Mahalach. They came to the same Maskana, without the 500 Mamakamis. He says, he quoted Gemara in Gittin that what we have to learn is how to learn. That's more significant than all the Bekiyas in the world. And he says, you're not going to be judged based on your Bekiyas, that you know all Shas by heart. No. He quoted a few Gemaras. What's most critical is to learn how to think properly, how to analyze something critically. He quoted Gemaras. Up here, he started, had Gemaras. It's Pasha to me, that's the, okay, I'm from the Ashkenazic kind of approach. Okay, back over here. So he quotes a Machlokas here, between the Rambam and the Ramban, and the same machlokes also happens to be, as I said, I would have brought one to you also. This issue is really comes to the fore. So let me just mention the Mechaber Ramah. Mechaber Ramah, you'll see here on page 4 and 5. Okay, you don't have to read the fine print, you could more or less trust me. I've gone through all this. And the Mechaber Paskins, and this is relevant to to a halva. In Hilchos Halva, Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam. Dina Machusa Dina is only relevant to things that are to'ela to the Melech. If there's some value to the kingdom, let's say the monarchy, whatever it is, so then we paskin. Then we have halacha of dina machusa dina. And the Rambam argues and says, like Rabbi Shonim, no, it's relevant to other areas as well. You can't limit it to one specific area, namely having to do with malchus. Now, I'm going to read a little bit of this, if you don't mind.
Where do they jump from taxes to the benefit? Where do the Rishonim see that?
I mean, the only way you see it is from this Gemara in Gittin. Because the Gemara applies it, obviously. The Gemara is analyzing Bishlam Mishtar Mecher. Okay, that's a good kasha. Okay, this is discussed in the Poskim. There are other Makoros. It's not the only Makoros. There's a long shach here that you have to go through carefully. But what I want to talk about is, if you look here, I think it's on page 3, he actually raises the question, if there's a conflict between Dina Machusa Dina and Dina Atara. Take a look at the bottom of page 3.
What is it?
It's a very good question.
What's the question?
What does Toelet the Malchut mean? I mean, whatever the government decides is a Toelet, it's very subjective.
For them? What?
What
do you mean for Toelet for them?
How do you call? How do you define Toelet the Malchut? What the particular, let's say it's, as I said last week, Dina Machusa Dina does not apply to an autocracy, to a dictatorship.
No, to,
I understand. I hear. Okay. I understand. That's what he's asking. Yeah, it's a very good question. He's a lawyer, and you're a lawyer. So anyway, it's a very good question. I don't know if that I have a complete, very definitive response to that. It needs attention. It has to be examined more carefully. But if there's a conflict between Dina Machusa Dina and Dina HaTorah, so look on the bottom of Rabbi Chava Das, of this tshuva, last 5-6 lines. He quotes, as I said, the Ramo and the Mechaber. You see in the middle, V'chein Pasuk Ramo, it's about 12 lines from the bottom up. Pasuk Ramo, V'hagor, Choshem Mishpah, Yedas Ramban, V'siyatu, El Shonu, Ein Lonu, El Adiv, Yarif, Aram, V'siyatam, Maran HaShulchan Aruch, Shekibalnu, Also Pesokah, V'chashayom, HaKiyuzeh. And then he goes further, I'm skipping the parentheses, Ulam, Hadava Bara, Shegam, Yedas Ramban, V'siyatu, Zeru, Rak, B'dinim, She'enim, Sosim, Mizdini, HaTorah, Shalom. Means all the above has one proviso, that there's no conflict between Dina Machusa Dina and Dina HaTorah. Moshe Kassav and Miri. Miri writes that. And Koma Shebiyanu B'dina HaMalchus She'etzleinu U'din Gomor Zeu B'chukim She'chok El Te'el Shalo El Te'el D'chasa V'asu D'gozo Lav Mashatikin She'kach Ro'ilu. Okay, but basically that's what the Miri and the Rabbi Vadya here quotes, that even according to the Ramban, who disagrees with the Ramban, and even things that are not to El D'Malchus, that's only if it's not, as I said, it's not in conflict with Dini HaTorah. Now, there are many areas that we apply Dina Machus Adina, so that, and let me just show you shortly, that it's really almost impossible to articulate all the areas that are relevant. There's so many areas, really, it's a range which is beyond belief. And that, I'll give you one example I'm familiar with this because I know people who work in the Diamond District, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Aretz, here in Ramat Gan, and also in Chutz Aretz, and they told me, Ad HaYom HaZeh, they still use this kinyan, the kinyan Setumta, which is a handshake. Ad HaYom HaZeh, it's amazing.
Bracha
V'Atzlacha. What? Bracha V'Atzlacha, correct. So, and that means, basically it's called Minhag HaSocharim B'chol Makom. The way Socharim, people who are business people, that's how they validate we're talking about major, major sales of millions of dollars of jewelry, and that's how it works. On page 4, you'll see that here, there's a din. I'll just tell you the din. I'm not going to read all the fine print. If you have really, you can take this and read all the fine print. I spent tens and tens of hours reading this fine print. But here, the discussion is regarding a person who borrowed money, and now he gives a mashkon. Means the mashkon, of course, is can either be given b'shas halva or im shalav b'shas halva. The Gemara says the Gemara has a different status regarding that mashkon, whether it's given b'shas halva or not b'shas halva. The issue of the kosher of kinyanim, in terms of the individual, the malveh, who has the mashkon, what kind of hold does he have in this mashkon? So the Gemara has p'sukim l'chotzi et tzloka, yimeinu kone tzloka minayin, tamaloma, b'al choshekene mashkon, that's machlokes of Rishonim, what the status is, shemachinim, shemesacha. Very famous discussion among Dolei Rishonim. So here the Ramo and the Shach talk about the issue. A person borrows money, gives a mashkon, doesn't pay the chov at the time when the halva is supposed to be paid. So the halacha is that the malveh has the right to sell the mashkon. He doesn't need this mashkon. He wants money. He can sell the mashkon after 30 days. Sam halva shoshim yom. He can sell the mashkon after 30 days, and thereby that's how he's able to collect the chov. So there was apparently a Dina Machus Adina, that's what they both discussed here in the Ramo and also in the Shach at Great Land. There was a Dina Machus Adina in certain countries that the Malva could not sell the Mashkan, had to wait 1 year till he sells the Mashkan. That was apparently a Minog that the Shach cites by Richos over here that was quite relevant, and that's in conflict with the Halacha. Because the Halacha says that a Malva actually could sell the Mashkan, as I said before, after 30 days. So this is not intended with Halacha. So now the Ramo here in Ayin Gimel. Okay, so very good. That's exactly part of the issue here. So look at the Ramo. The Ramo says here, I don't know, the Be'er Shomim, the B'makam Shaminuk, where you have, where the practice is, Shehamal ve'la'akum, lo yuchal l'machro, v'pokal mishona, donim kein gam b'Yisrael, shehil v'l'chaber al-hamashkan, yazin b'zeh achar aminuk. Ramo said we follow the minog, even though the minog is not one that's prevalent among Klal Yisrael. That's the minog ha'olam. And as the minog of Dina Machus Adina, overrides the halacha. What a Ramo. Unbelievable Ramo. Comes the Shach. Wow. He goes to town. I'll read if you want to see at least part of the Shach. You see, he argues with the Rambam, and he says, I'll read the underlying section. V'chol zeh kasati l'das harav. Av l'fi an yizdai te divi harav tzorech l'irin b'ikra adin shekasav harav shalirucha l'mocha v'pacha b'shona shudobra tamua me'o l'fi an yudati. Kevin the alpi din Torah yachol l'mocha l'ach alam yom heich nilmon b'dini akum l'vato din Torah chas v'sholom lo tehe kazot b'Yisrael. Absolutely unconscionable. V'lo mi boi l'olsen ha'poskim shal sobrim d'lo aminam dina mahus l'dina rak b'dvorim shem l'ano at ha'melech. Hanoat HaMelech, you see, Rabbi Baum, this is very, very subjective. V'lo ben ish l'chaveru, v'chein hiskam shirti geborim, perches sabbatim, sol tafku peitet, v'irim einai, shalonem adina machut adina l'bedvam, shalmelech gozir l'hanaato, kigon ha-mechassim ha-misiyot, taxes, v'chayotim, v'advam shalmelech l'chaveru, ein lanu lodun al pitar, asen kembuva v'kun shazariyo, v'perkam digitin, v'perkam poshit, akan l'shonu. This is Shah Prosim, this is Sabi, even the other ones who say, that we say din machus dina, but the whole door behind the dafka mashenu neged din Torah seinu. What the Rabbi Vadya just pointed out, you have a dad. Elo sheinu mafurish atzleinu. It's not explicit. Avolod b'din yakum b'chol door neged Torah seinu chalila. Vadek l'asachem b'Israel. Again, the Shach said, there's no way we can have. No, we're talking only in the area of dina mamas, and certainly not in other areas. If the government declares, let's say, the government says there's no need for a husband who wants to end his relationship with his wife to do so with a get. It's not necessary. Let's say the government makes such a statement that we don't require a get. That, obviously, is not applicable to Dina Machus Adina in its broader definition that includes only Dina Mamas. So any conflict of the Torah with Dina Machus Adina, it's clear Torah rule is overriding, according to the Shach. And the Shach says that the Ramah here, who somehow is ready to go ahead and somehow give in, as it were, defer to the minog, he's obviously must be talking about a different complicated case. That's the rest of the Shach. He's trying to be miyashu the Ramah in light of what he said. And he says, actually, five lines from the bottom, you can see more or less what he writes. He tells, I'm reading, Avokan bal kocha mari. You see the five lines? If you can see the Shach, I try to... He needs the money right now. In Cain, Kevin Shadim before Shatsin Bishas, Perakam Kabbal, it's a Gemara. Gemara said you can sell the Mashkon in 30 days. Quote Laloch Shalach. Uchala Poskim. Ein Gam Echod, Shecholek, Yochel Mocho, Lachat Laban Yom, Hech Nilmo, Medini Akum, Lachishini, Yisol Cholila, Kvarecha Rashba, Vichuva, Mevia Bes Yosef Leo, Sosim Chavov. It says it again and again, the same yesod. You can't go and be oker dini atorah. And on. So essentially, as I said, that the dina machus adina contradicts halachim b'fureshit. You do not follow Dina Machus Adina. That's what the Shach says, and that's how generally we follow the position of the Shach La Halacha. Somehow Rasul Eshi had this Masora that Machog was in the Shach and everyone else, the Pasuk like the Shach. I don't know where he got that Masora from. I asked the Moreno, our Rebbe Rabban Lichstein, Me'ayim. So he understood it because of the Fichurfei Da Shach. Because he was considered to be a Chorif Ma'od among the Gdolei Poskim, and therefore somehow he has more weight than perhaps others. And so that's why, but he was not convinced that that is the way we operate. But Asal Vetsky, somehow, I know when we learned Yodea, we used to learn the Shach and the Taz. And then Asal Vetsky would say, Kimad Rov Hazman, the Aloch is like the Shach, the Pas like the Shach. And then someone asked him, Me'ayin, on what basis is he? Taz also a very fine fellow. And he also knew how to learn.
The Shach has more breath. He quotes everything and so, reconciles.
Okay, so that's the reason why Avadya likes the Shach. No question about it. The Shach, it was a boki otzum. There's nothing he didn't know. I mean, Mamash the Bekiyas of Avadya, you see it in the Shach. The Achrenin that we never heard. The Shach quotes him.
Considered the Shach like a briska.
What? Right, that's correct. He held the Shach was a briska. His thinking was closer to Brisk, also as mentioned.
Okay.
Okay, but I want to, this, what I just about to read on the bottom of the page, going on to the next page, page number 5, I think it is, the Shach talks about the following issue. You can see it from the bottom, going on to the next page. He's discussing an issue, he calls it Rashba, where the Ilam Ahusa states that the husband, I mean, the halach is if a wife dies, the husband inherits her. Okay, how, what exactly, the Pasuk, the Yarash Osa, Pasuk in Chumash, in the Parsha of Nachlos, and not the other relatives. So the Rashba here, Shach quotes it, discusses a case or a place where Dina Mahusa states that the husband does not inherit his wife. Who inherits her? Her relatives. There was such such a minhag, or such a practice. And the question goes to the Rashba, do we follow Dina Mahusa Dina in this situation where other relatives inherit the woman and not her husband? So the Rashba writes in no uncertain terms, he quotes it here, On the bottom of page 4, going on to page 5. He's got the same rationale that the Shach used. The Shach used it again in this situation, and you can't go ahead and be okay, Dina Ator, despite the prevalent minog that seems to be out there. I'll give you, again, another example also that's described here by the Shach as well. Because apparently it was a concept in certain, I think it could be even in certain states in the United States, let's say if I have community property, the husband and the wife own everything collectively, lefi dina mahusa dina, and we hold mashikansa isha kana baila. This already always needs very sensitive kind of attention. I mean, I just make a general statement. I'm surrounded by many situations where women are the primary
breadwinner.
Correct? The primary mefanasim of their home. Do you say matzakanji isha kana baila? Under those circumstances. Do you say that mizonoseha, tachas this, and all the chazal, all these chilufim, the pashas, of course, yichola isha lemme le baila, ain't nizaynes, veni yaisa, period. That's what Gemara says, that's what pasan halacha. And that's generally what's assumed in these kinds of situations. It's very relevant because I deal with avreichim, who are not earning the living. The living is being earned by their wives. And now the question is, do we apply this halacha? The Avreich said, it's all mine. Okay, I'm trying not to become, it's not the issue I'm dealing with right now, but this is lefi anius daiti. We don't apply this principle in those circumstances. And exactly for all kinds of reasons that I just mentioned. But the Rashba says, if you subscribe to dina mahusa dina, and somehow everything is owned collectively. So then he cites here the Marik and the Ravid, who operate with the same principle. It means again, eventually, you're not supposed to go to a secular court. You have to go to a bezin. In halacha, kol tanai shev mamon kayam, you can make all kinds of tanai when it comes to mamon. Okay, if you look on page number 5, the last of the narrow lines in the Shach, he writes, I don't know if you see it, the last, you see what I'm reading where it says, Emesh Harav Kosam. It's about 3 lines before the wide lines begin. The second set of wide lines. You see what I'm reading? Emesh Harav Kosam. The Kamon Sof Simin Shin Samotes Pago. Hanosi Isha Vavokum Shadon Abedin Yaakov Mesa Ishto. Ein Lechol Yosher Lo Makol Anlis Isha Derech Aminu Gunose. Benodun Hadova Abedin Yaakov. Di Mesa Lo Yosher Baila. Veleka Bezeh Mishum Dina Machus Adina. De Lo Aminu Di Machus Adina. Vdova Shishba Anu Asa Melech. Oshu Le Takon Ad Bnei Amedina. That's the second Rabbi Bam. The second whatever Takon Ad Bnei Amedina is. But so again, as I said, here we have a similar kind of situation. Because the Ramah somehow implies that the Dina Machus Adina, if it's for Hanoat HaMelech, what he calls Takonat Chuki HaMedina, overrides Dini HaTorah. That's what the Ramah seems to indicate. And the Shach finds that to be absolutely unconscionable. And he says here that going back to the issue that we began with, which is the issue of the selling the mashkon, where al pi halacha it can be sold after 30 days, al pi minhag hamedina you have to wait a year. So here also the Shach at the end of this piece, he says maybe it can be yashiv of the Ramah that not selling the mashkon for a year is somehow considered to be takonas b'nei hamedina. I mean that's already everything is kvetched or a little bit dachuk.
Not exercising a right is not an akira.
100%. Okay, not that's correct. Not Akiva of Dini HaTorah, but he goes with this approach, as I said, that's for the welfare of society. And in general, the Shach said, where do Rambam find this idea that if it's for the welfare of society, if Al Dini Machos Adina, Negad Dini HaTorah, how does he come up with these very wild, phantasmagoric kind of notions? And he quotes the Rashba again. He repeats it again and again. Cholilo shenodu b'dini akum negad dini haTorah. There can't be such a thing. Every secular law should be that Takanas Ben Medina should override the Torah. So it comes out, take out all Choshim Mishpat. He said, throw all Choshim Mishpat out the window. All Choshim Mishpat has no relevance. And that's something which is unconscionable. So the maskana of the Shach is, whenever there's a conflict between secular law and Torah law, Dina Bahus Adina cannot override Torah law. That's his bottom line position. Notes, the only time Dina Bahus Adina really applies is between a Jew and a non-Jew, obviously between a Jew and a Jew, then we follow Dini HaTorah. Obviously, Dina Mahus HaDina would have no application whatsoever. It's certainly not relevant, Dina Mahus HaDina. Now look on page number 7. The Ramah is actually also on page 6. There's a continuation of the Ramah. I underline that which is relevant. You see again, if you look at that Ramah on page 6, he writes, Hanosa Isha B'mokam Sheh. Their practice, the meso yosha baylo chadom lezev v'lekav zem shinu machus adina lo amina dim machus adina b'lam sheish panu al melech v'takonas hamadina avlo shidon b'dini akum v'kein b'dukol dini yisrael. I mean, the Rambam was aware of the pitfalls of his psak, or the consequences that could be. But on page number 7, there's a chazanish. So, I mean, the question, what's the pshat in the Ramah that when they took the mashkon, you have to wait a year to sell it? So it's based on a minhag. And there's an assumed position when you take a mashkon, you're giving up the right to sell it till after a year. There's no connection to dina machus adina. It's a kind of tznah. That's what the Chazanish here discusses on the underlined section. If you take a look, starting from the lower right-hand corner, where the Chazanish... Actually, he cites here the Shach. He doesn't understand the language of the Shach, because the Shach claims there's a distinction as far as Dina Machus Adina, whether it's a Din HaMefurish BaTorah to a Din She'en HaMefurish BaTorah. That's what the Shach mentioned. If it's explicit in the Torah, that's one thing. If it's not explicit in the Torah, it's another thing. The Chazanish says there is no klal that a Din She'en HaMefurish BaTorah. It says the Chazanish, HaKol Mefurish BaTorah. That everything is explicit, that's the Din. And therefore, and it's basically Dina Machus Adina establishes the das, what's accepted in society. So here it's assumed that the mashkon is not sold for a year. So it comes down that we are being done b'dineinu v'lo b'dineim. So the Chazanish holds in the legal system, Dina Machus Adina establishes a certain minhag in society. When people engage in transaction, they do it al das of that minhag. It's as if they, in fact, made it tonight. That's the koach of Dina Machus Adina. I'll read the lashon more or less. I underline that which is here. You can see it in the... First, the underlined section, that's what I pointed out before, only between Jew and non-Jew, not between Jew and Jew. And now the second paragraph in the upper left-hand corner, and he goes further, and he says that, quotes from the Mordechai, Dina Machus Adina Choshek Minog, and Ba'amal V'Stam L'Pirus Man Daitok V'Anog Ma'akum Avdol Shem Malachai Tzorchi and I'm Mitzvus Hari, and then we just he says over here in this next little section, Achagor Reisi B'Shach. This is the Shach that we have been citing. Diri Amalachai Mishum Minog V'Loshen Hashach Kosher L'Chavin Shein Chilu B'Din Mufurash L'Enam Mufurash V'En Klal Din Shein Mufurash Yakom Mufurash Patora. What exactly that means, I don't know. El Shekenu Adin Shein Mishkino Stam Tzorch Bezdin Lishko. He somehow, to my mind, very gray. Not so precise, the Chazanish is writing over here, but he claims that if you have a legal system, Dina Machus Adina establishes a certain kind of norm, some normative kind of practice, and when people agree that when they engage in a transaction, it's based on that normative practice of society, zip, they made a tanai, and that's the koach of dina machus adina. On the next page, now moving to the issue of bankruptcy. And this is the tshuva. I mean, the din is, let's say, according to halacha, let's say a person has an obligation, has an indebtedness of $1 million, and he's not able to pay the chov. So the din is that basically, assuming the mal does not mochel the chov, you're in debt the rest of your life. There are no quarters. There's absolutely nothing to talk about. That's what you have to pay. The Gemara says, piron chov mitzvahi. It's a chiv. It's true. The Torah doesn't say, doesn't mention anything about paying a chov. Tosfos writes twice in Shas, in Ksubas and Becheres. It's a svara. And the Torah speaks about lending someone money. In Kesef Tal Be'esami, the im is a chiv. But as far as paying back the chov, the Gemara said, piron chov mitzvahi. How do we know? Tosfos said it's a svara. And I think it's a pretty ironclad svara, the Fiyan Yuzdaiti. And I mean, Rasovich used to quote a Pei Yoshua. Rarely did he quote any Pei Yoshua. He quoted it once in all the years I was there. The Gemara in Brachas, the Ketzim of Barchin, Laman Heavy Beis. The Gemara is trying to figure out what's the makar for making Birchas Hanenin. And the Gemara has all kinds of makaros. Finally, the Gemara says, and on the Beis, Svara. Also, the Adam Shehenab Alam Azeb Alei Bracha. Says the Pei Yoshua, that's a Svara Daraisa. That's what he writes over there. A Svara Daraisa. Also, the other the Hanas me sounds like a dasha. It is a dasha. It's a very nice dasha. And Hasavetz has a lot of shurim on this dasha. Matir here, matir there. Yushalmi b'chosas v'pidyono. All kinds of very fancy drushes, fancy footwork of Hasavetz. And this, but he said the Meshua Asvar Daraisa. So here, it sounds like, as I said, there's no concept of bankruptcy in halacha. So Rabbi Breish from Switzerland, Chelkas Yaakov, you probably knew him, Rabbi Baum. I didn't know him b'chlal. But he has very... Someone gave me this sefer as a present many years ago. So when someone gives me a present, Rabbi Feinberg Shlita, I try to read it. So at least Lidaf Dev, to see what's going on there. So I discovered this tshuva. Very fascinating tshuva. It's talking about a fellow went bankrupt. So what they do, they basically confiscated all of his assets. They take everything. And they divided among his creditors, which is the norm, I guess. That's the practice. That's what's done. And then the one creditor said, I can get all my money back. There's something not fair over here. I want my money back. I've been cheated. And so the question is, and there's some money that's left. Now, is there a chiv to pay whatever's left to that creditor? That's what he discusses, this issue. So I'll maybe just read the first paragraph. I underlined it. Yikarat mechtabo kibalti, ruven hilve gemach, l'shimam, shim pashat ha-teregel, v'yarach, al moratorium bankruptcy. I love it. I just love it. V'hachoku she'tzichim lo'di al kol ha-tovim shu bankruptcy. V'yimeno meshiv, she'eno maskim.
What was that word?
Moratorium. Oh. Is,
chapter 11.
What was that?
Chapter 11,
correct. Hear the question? I mean, that's the conflict over here. So, basically, Bryce shows that even according to the Ramah, in a conflict, we follow Dina Machusa Dina, but it's only in a special case. On page 12, that's what I'll show you. Maybe skip a little bit, I'm sorry. On page number 12, I think it was. Yeah, so look at page 12. 12, yeah. So here also, there's a tshuva of Dayan Weiss. He's talking about... This is the right page. No, 1 second. This first should be Hilchos Aveda Umetzia. Where is that? On page number. I don't have the pages here. Page 12. Yeah, I'm sorry. On page number 12 is the Hilchos Aveda Umetzia. So, Mcheshe Mishpat Reshon Ted. So, we're talking about the halacha is, I'll read the din actually. Hamatzil Me'ari, it's a Gemara. Hamatzu mi'ari v'ado v'zuto shayam. Pirush Roshon Yama Chozea Lachorov Asara Utetva Parsaot Vishotev Komash Motsu Bederach Chazarato Ushulito Shol Nohor Shanor Gadel Vyotzea Gdotav Poshet Arelu Shalom Afil Abalom Mitzaveach. I mean, the river is going to just simply inundate and just right, that's the sugya, that's where it's found. So it's washed away by a flood. So the halach is that even though again, the basis for this because of Adi Yerush, as Rabbi Munit said, or because the Gemara says that Avudu Mimenu Mikol Adam. That's the Gemara has a drasha, and the Gemara learns out Mitzasu Mimenu. God says that Avudu Mimenu Mikol Adam. It's completely lost to everyone, and therefore it's Elam Mitzias from the fifth grade. But I've learned Elam Mitzias with a number of my grandchildren over the last number of years. So very chaval they don't learn in the Lumbish way. But anyway. That's all they see is one kasha abayi and that kasha abayi rav yeshov das back and forth. Wow, what a parak! Absolutely unbelievable parak. Anyway, but the din is that it is washed away by a flood. So what do they tell me? They say it in Hebrew, but in English, someone told me the expression: finders keepers, losers weepers. Mashu kazeh. And all these expressions that people have. So the Ramah, take a look at the Ramah here. The Ramah says even a medina. There's no chiyuv. I mean, the last two lines of the Ramah. See on page 12? You got the medina in chayav l'achzer ba'averot. You're not obligated to go ahead and return these ba'averot. Im gazer ha'melach o bezdin chayav l'achzer mikoach dina ma'hus ha'dina. O hefke bezdin hefke. The government decrees that you have to return lost objects, even after Yerush Bailin. They make such a decree. So, here, why do we file dina ma'hus ha'dina? Why should this be Dina Mahus Adina? So that's what the Chelkos Yaakov explains, that Dina Mahus Adina overrides the Halacha because Dina Mahus Adina has to follow the spirit of the Halacha. So even though Meikra Adin, you can keep the Aveda, but Lifnim Mishra Sadin, he says you have to return the Aveda. That's how he understands this Halacha. I think that's found, I have to find it now again. And basically, it's based on what I call, here it is, on page number 9. Look at page number 9 in this Rab Yaakov Reish, Mechelkas Yaakov. So here he says, and I underlined it. You see what I'm reading? And the right hand column. He's talking about Matzah Mezuta Sheyam, and the king was goes there that you have to return it. Came there, fill up Hidina. Zatzal has a very famous essay. Is there an ethic? What is the nature of that? One of the most remarkable essays that he wrote. It's a famous issue. Big Machlokes actually among the Rishonim, how we see this concept. That's what he was all about. Pure chassid, pure lefnei mishur sadin, every aspect of him. He was a chefter of Yasisa Yashav Atov. That's all he was. So here, the Chelkas Yaakov said, "Dimgosa Amelachay Lachzim Medina Machusa, Kein Alpi Dineinu Tov Yosha, Kmosh Shes Boi B'Sifei, Ayn Hey After Mogu Shirov Lachum Mitzuyim Shavadim Yashu Tov Yosha Lasot." The Meluk Shigosa Amelach Abezin Chayv Lachzim Mikoach Dina Machusa Dina, and that's basically Dina Machusa Dina conforms to the spirit of the Halacha, doesn't conform to the letter of the Halacha, but to the spirit of the Halacha. That's what it conforms to. And therefore, he assumes that whenever you have a conflict, you always follow Dina Mahus Adina. And on page number, one second, let me just show you one more thing in him. Was it, where was the, on page 10. Look at page 10, which is the end of this tshuva, of the Chelkis Yaakov. Nimsinu lemeidim. Benidu dina nechal hashitot. Ein lano hashkiach adin da'akot, shineged dina Torah, v'lo mashu mochal ha-mamono, af shalom mochal yola. Rab Neshar Kol Poskin Kenim Ken Yiv Tol Kol Dinei Torah. The After Ramah Hamir Miyoter Hagedah Din Mechus Adina. The After Mishum Takos Ben Amadina. Amin and Mechus Adina. Benin and Dinan. Eis Takos Ben Amadina. Eish Mizel Ligzol Mamono. Eish Ein Lelove L'Shah L'Shalem. Achagor Yishalem Yishalem. So the Chelkos Yaakov basically indicates that when does Ramah say what he says? If it's a Takos Chukki Amadina, then Dina Mechus Adina overrides Dinei Torah. But this case is not the Takanas Ben Hamedina. Bankruptcy is not necessarily for the welfare of society. That is the hanocha, the assumption over here. Why not say, when you get money later on, you'll pay the rest of your chob? whenever you acquire money, maybe 10 years later. But that chov is still extant. That chov is still remaining, and therefore you should pay. And maybe others would argue, no. Someone told me, a bankruptcy lawyer, I spoke to him about this. No, on the contrary, it's the takon of Bnei Medina. That's his argument. I don't know who's right.
How's that?
That's right. That was the argument that he said.
The what?
Start anew. La'atchil mechadash. That's basically what the whole idea is. And there is such a concept. I asked him, is that concept a legal concept? To start anew? He thought yes. He thought it is a legal concept. I mean, I'm speaking to two lawyers here. Something along those lines.
The court to take away your funds.
Yeah.
People be very risk averse. They won't want to invest there.
Okay, so that's what he said. He said similar. He thought he's a firm lawyer. He thought from bankruptcy lawyer. He thought similar to the din. Lotin of Delas when they lopin. Similar alocha. That's how he compared it to that alocha. I'm not sure the two. I don't have a mumchis in this area, so it's hard for me to. I see. What? Of course he goes the other. That's what I told him. 100%. That's what I told him. I mean, I see. Fun of a cap, little cap. I don't think it's so clear cut. Now, on page number 13, I saw here also in the Michas Yitzchok. By the way, this is very much, this whole Shia, the two Shia are very much out of character for me. Because I'm not, my area is not so much looking into Shutim and Halacha, but I'm more interested always in the conceptual underpinnings of every sugya. Okay, so here I have, on page 13, he writes, this is a chov, money borrowed from a gemach, and then the guy went bankrupt. And if you look at the cases, Alderch Ruven Shilvala Shimon Gemach, Achaga Pashat Shimon Teregam. By the way, in this country, Masim Shebechol Yom. I don't know if you know what's going on here. The whole country, half the country is a gemach. I'm not joking. So this goes on, Kol Yom Kol Leila, unless you know what you're doing. And you're on top of things. And there are some gemachim that run very well. Okay. Yachaga Pashat Shimono Tavegel, Varachle Beta Mishpat Al Bankrupt. Vachok Shimodim Makal Tovim Shu Bankrupt. Vimein Mecha'a. Azai Beta Mishpat Mashim Ha Bankrupt. Vikamish Nisham Mechalakim Baval Chavod Vichashbon. Vyatan Nisham 30%. Uven Tovel the Shimon, to a Din Torah. She Shalim Kol Achov Shlemut. Shimon Meshiv. Odatacha Mea Bankrupt. Pailu Chadim Chod. Anu Lodia Shin Hamaskim. You didn't respond to this, to my position. He's kamta. Utkabel pi amagil chal pi achok. Vashar mechalta. Ruvein heishiv. Reishiv lo yadati shi gemach mechal zeh. I know gemach is part of this.
Bankrupt.
Yes. Usheni lo yatsid lisdor kol habankam shi agil lecha hezek. Ani lo mechalti. Ki lo asid lecha mischari. Hinei lo yadati, says the Amin Chasitzer, Dain Weiss, lechalek ben chov, mi gemach lishar chov. Af bechol chov, gam nu haya maskim, בפירוש, to the פשרה, היה אפשר לדון אם לא אוהבים פשרה באונס, לא הוציא מה שיוכל. אך היה צריך לעשות מסירה מודעה מקודם. He should have declared what his position is initially. כמובן בדברי הפוסקים, הלכת לא הסכים בפירוש רק שלא עשה מחאה. He wasn't masking, but he never made a public declaration. היה מבוא בתשוב מעריל, בסיוסי, בשם, מצא כסיב, דמה שבנימוסיהם. So he basically takes the tack, which is also, even if the malveh agreed to collect part of the debt, doesn't necessarily indicate that he's mochel the rest. And basically what you have here is a conflict. You have an outright conflict. So the creditors can come and collect the debt if he acquires money later on. And the truth is, I saw, one second, there's one more, if you don't mind, my units. On page 14, I also saw, this actually was not, I don't have access to any of these things per se, but someone helped me and found me a fair number of tshuvas. I guess he must have done whether the Google, whatever, is involved. So I went through many, many tshuvas. The famous Sefer called the Betzel HaChochma. He's a brother of the Debetzina Rav. He's in Australia, Rabbi Baum. He probably wrote the tshuva on the international deadline. There's a fellow here, he came, he spoke in the shul on the national deadline. And actually he spoke to me maybe 2 years ago, maybe more. So it took me 2 years to go through his entire sefer. He's a fellow, he works for Kashrus for the OU. He's a genius, a mathematical genius. All these people have, Baruch Hashem, tremendous kochot. And so he very much relies on the tshuva of Btzi'al Chochma. He's his brother, the brother of Btzi'al Chochma, is the Be'er Moshe. What's it called? His tshuva, I forgot the Betzin Rav. I have to be honest. Maybe I can just pause this for a second. I'm about to say something I probably shouldn't say. I don't know how to do it. I'm sorry. Give me a chance to pause it back. So that's what he's talking about. Basically, no kinyan was made on the pshara, and if more money is acquired, so the malva is claimed to have money as well. And the truth is that he claims here on page 15, also the Btzi'al Chochma, another tshuva, left-hand column. You can read it, you can trust me, or you can read it yourself. So he has a tshuva here, where the Dina Machus Adina, he said, was effectuated on the false pretenses. And that's what he calls also on page number 16 in the Betzel HaChochma. I underlined everything that's imaginable. He brings Machlok Sachronim. He cites those who say that there's no Dina Machus Adina, and Osdal, he cites other opinions. So it's a Machlok among the Dali Achronim. I mean, they're very shittas, and basically, he Nishar B'tzorach Iyun. That's how he somehow remains with this issue. So it really depends also on how you view bankruptcy. I don't know how you to you it's pashut one side. Maybe I don't know how. Whether a lawyer, doctor, I'm not qualified to discuss the issue. I think that's really a very important issue because on page number 16, also here, he writes that he's lending money to a lover. And al pi minhag ha'medina, if the lover declares bankruptcy, he'll have to accept the pshara l'fi minhag ha'medina. That it seems like that he takes a dollar portion. That's how you see the upper right hand column. V'chein mevuah v'em b'shut chavetzel tasharon b'nyan chamur mizeh. Kevin machloket haposkim m'shach din machus tadin avam l'chaveir osvega tadinah. Kol din machus tadinah rak takan da d'abonan. Chol sovi takan da kumin adina. Kevin shalom v'modu shu lova. Dinu shu chayel v'shalom v'na Torah. And my mechudni said, the chalket Yaakov, that's the mechudni of the Btzi'al Chochma. Herach b'din poshet ha-regel, maskonim asgamim b'emet ein lo 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 v'kei l'shalim, lo nitzah b'kach min l'shalim v'shashir l'achakach. You don't see the Machus Adina. Isn't that so elementary? That if you have a chob, it's a chob. It's a chob l'netzach. And whatever other factors...
There's a concept of mechius of the chob, and once someone forces you to say mechia mochel, then you're mochel.
Okay, but the question is, l'fi dini ha-torah, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Not the dini ha-torah only. You're in front of the
diamond,
the diamond is making...
Okay, I hear you. Good.
And it's mechiyah.
You say that? Good. On page 17 also, next page. Now this is a sefer, Pischi Choshen Rabloi. He was a rabbi in Yerushalayim. He's a genius, the guy in the Choshen Ishbad. He wrote 10 volumes of Choshen Ishbad. I mean, there's not an issue he doesn't discuss. Also very, very sechotic a person. Very, very Yerushalmi. All these Yerushalmis, they're old Yerushalmis. They're honest and they're good people, and they're unbelievable. So he writes here also, see where there's, I put the arrow. Miu, you see the arrow? Miu efshar, sheyesh ladun al-pi minhag ha-medina.
Where are you, which page?
On the arrow, on page number 17.
Oh,
efshar sheyesh ladun al-pi minhag ha-medina. V'lechor yefshar lomar, shelo kol davar yesh ladin minhag ha-medina. V'vifra b'davar sheyena matzu kol kach. Kmo shekotav ha-ramo, semishin lomar gimel, sheyena nikom minhag al-dov ha-shriach, v'nasa abri pomim. That's also very, seems to be a pretty subjective kind of statement, the Rav Ramo says. It has to be a dover shchiach that occurs on an ongoing basis, whatever that means. V'nir ha-tam, di'ika toka v'minim hu mishim stama, al da'at ha-minim hu mitaskim. U'sha minim en shchiach kol kach lo shach tam ze. Om lam chlusha v'kiveger, he creates called Masas Moshe, bali chov, she'eskimu l'hitpasher malove, v'yachad eno maskim, kofin oto l'hitpasher mishim tshim minim ha-sochrim. אפילו היה לחי קצת נחוסים הסכים בעלי חוב להרחיב אולי יכון השם אותו כאופן השם רוצה ויש להם מה שיסמוך ובדין סיתום תו that's the king I mentioned before the handshake of this offering הרי שגם בזה הולכים אחר מינו and then he says the כוח מן הגם מדינו הרי זה כפשרה בקיניה וכל שכן נגע בחברה בעם שכל המוסר וכל עניין הכספים של חברה מתעדים מכוח החוב מן הגם מדינו means any essentially any corporation that is essentially that I hear also I'm asking to that. That I understand. That I do understand. And that's what he writes over here. Mikach hachol min hagamadina, corporation with limited liability. That's a bet I mem. So when they have limited liability, and he writes here until the end, the bankruptcy law should apply. But if the creditor knows that the fellow who filed for bankruptcy is a
multi-millionaire, is just protected.
Exactly. The way Rabbi Yiman used to say, phony baloney. He's not authentic, but he filed for bankruptcy to maintain his, as you said,
assets.
But so he's not meichel, and he seems to pass. If someone files bankruptcy, it's valid in the eyes of halacha. There is such a meaning. Whenever I lend money, it's al dat. I cannot collect more than what bankruptcy allows. But if it's a fraudulent bankruptcy, then here it's, there's no implied mechila. Then you can collect. That seems to be dvam shutin. At least to my mind, that's what Pesach Choshev. That's how he says halacha. Now he brings it on page 18. I guess you'd call it in English, Chokit Yashnut, the statute of limitations. This is also very, take a look at this piece, also very famous. And this also is very difficult to understand. It was Anenu Kayam, Bikamam Medino Chokit Yashnut. Vainu Shem, Avar Zman Mesuyam, Zmanim Shonim Bechol Sukho, Velo Tavu, Shub Edochol Litva, Umistabra Shed, Midin Torah, Eino Niftar Bikor Chacham. It's not going to work. Levidini Atorah. Kamo Shekasa Lebedim Shitz HaRegel,
but we have this in
Judean Jewish
code also. If I don't let people go to my field, then
the chazakah of the tzibur. That's a separate halacha, and you cannot extrapolate from there to here. I don't see any connection between that. That's a separate
thing. The time affects.
But say that. I'm not saying we don't have such areas in halacha, but here we're talking about the issue of bankruptcy. Is there such thing called the chokit dashnut? Is there a statute of limitations that's applicable? What?
For any topic, you can get chokit dashnut.
So it depends on how you. You're right. You can formulate all kinds of contracts. I mean, everyone. Gemara said that by davar shel ma'amon you can make any tzniut that you want. Okay, that I understand. But I'm talking that's in terms of bankruptcy, and so many people, chapter 13, because they just want to maintain their assets. They want to protect themselves. So, is that? I once asked Avraham Lichtenstein about this. He told me. Zelo Yashar. Well, that's not a chiddush. But the chiddush is that if someone does it, it's not appropriate, it's not correct. So what they should do? I said to him, should it mean they should go bankrupt? What did he answer? Yes. That's what he told me.
Zelo Yashar, but you should do it anyway?
No. He should do it because, well, he should do the right thing. V'yasita Yashar Vato. How many people think that way? He's the only one who's left in the entire world. So he quotes here also, from Achron and Dinah Machusav Peron Chov, Zem B'Chay Ben Yisrael Yisrael, Eretz Klolim. And then he says at the end here, okay, Kevin Shenogu Kach Yesh Lez Tokiv Avi Minag Asoharim Kol Echad Sabur V'Kibel Minag Asoharim. I mean, basically, you have Machlokas HaPoskim. I mean, when you got in bankruptcy, if you're letting the money al pi dad minag Medina, yes, no, Yesh Po Shnei Tzadim, Yesh Po Nim Lekan Lekan. So I don't know. Okay, the last thing I wanted to show you was on page 19. There's a true Rav Moshe. So it is also a very fascinating tshuva. It means you rent an apartment with a lease for a year. After the year, the master wants him to leave, but Dina Machuzah Dina says you can't kick him out because he needs a place to live. So now what do you do? By the way, this is also an issue here in Eretz Yisrael with the call. They think it's Cheska Sabbatim, squatter's rights. It means I take over a building because it's vacated, and then I decide to stay there, and then the owner tries to kick me out, and I said, no, cheskas habatim. The yeshiva, we were looking into a property which was going to be vacated by the owner, and we were going to purchase it. We had in mind to purchase it. We already went into contract negotiations with him many, many years ago, and then, as little by little, as the building became vacated, a whole bunch of people from a certain world came in and decided to squat there. They didn't pay a cent. They are still in the building after 15, 16 years. We were ready to pay for it. We had a written contract. And I thought it wasn't kedai to go into squabbles with these people who are, shall we say, a bit more, how shall I describe them?
Alim.
What? Alim. A bit more alim than I am. And that's how it worked. Called the Olam Gover. Mamish, they applied. There was no basis in halacha for what they did. We went to lawyers. We went to both lawyers, secular lawyers, and we went to Dine Torah. We were basically completely correct. But being correct and reality seems to always be two things. So here in the tshuva, I'll just read part of the tshuva, and then I'll be beside. He writes here, Hinei Masheherech, B'Nedin Machusa, Kasher Lichto, B'Nyanim Meila, M'Shnei Tam, M'Chadam Mitam, Shekatav, Hishim Moshe, Yesh Mivucha Rabba, M'Nei Apolskim, Stirot Rabba. Tzorach Zeh Iyun, Uzman Rabba, Ula Yazu Hashem, Lohab, Nasuk El Alocha. The Koshkin, the Tani Erech Kamoni. Here this tshuva, Ramesha, he's Tani Erech, he's not able to resolve the whole Mivucha. Yom Mitam, Shebal Yitruach, Has Vashom, Shonam Maktinim, Kvadam, Mivucha, M'Nyatene Vepo, this classic Ramesha, אשר אנחנו מחויבים להכיר להם טוב ועל החסד שעושים לנו מכל החיים בני ישראל של המדינה הזאת ואנחנו מברכים עושה מספר למשה מספר בכלל ישראל שעוד לשלום המדינה ונסייע ושרע כאשר נסתבינו. I used to go to, I think when I was a young man, my father took me to Malab Malkas where Moshe went to raise money for MTJ. I mentioned to Rabbi Baum and there wasn't a lot of money that was raised. This one said, Finn of Tola, that was like the biggest sum of money, $5, this said $2, $1. And they used to also, they would sing the national anthem, Rav Moshe would rise, and I don't know if he knew the words of the national anthem. You saw him with such a derech eretz for the United States. I couldn't believe it. I don't think he knew that English. I think it was beyond his ken, even though he was in the United States for a long time. But this is what he writes. Okay, so now, halacha l'maaseh. This is just a nice little introduction. I didn't even underline it. It's not looking at me. Abul Vian is died to move the zoo. The asu medina machut zah shamaskei no yachol lotzia tasocher af achash shekol tasmano. Calls man to sell a dusha. Ain hadidon kamitzadin machusa. Elu shesachu kadosh nasa adin. They apparently rented this area before the din came into being. Shaz haytas chivu b'stam baklas man shehitnu. Hoya ashraya maskel otziu. He could eject him. He could ask him to leave. Vayin tzvirahim tzvichem ladun. Yesh b'zeh din machusa dina. Abel elu shesachu achashik va nasa adin miyamalchud. And they didn't make it tonight. She shabu asman. They have to leave. So then the halach is that Dina Malchut Shehizkilo Vashtar Sheosu Al Shtei Shonim Vashtar Lichal Sarah Lotzei Kodem Al Shtei Shonim Mishum Shal Asoro Lotzei Malchut Shum Din Vutsu Hamaske Vashtar Shtar 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 Lotzei Vachenu Shal Lichal Hamaske Lubabo Bidomeho It can't increase the amount Av Shehidu Malchut Bishut Lotzei Vachenu Shal Lichal Hamaske Lotzei Kodem Shtei Shonim Av Malchut Vatil Dina Av Imbi Yeod Kaim Dina Malchut Dara Yisrit Kiyisu Shehazman Kiyo Dina Malchut Shekod Mas Shehizu Asoro Lodur Shem Yadur Vim Kenu Gam Bidina Torah Melo Ketos Man. Wow. He claims this is within the framework of Dina Machus Adinam. Vagad Atzmecha, the Baruch Pasher, Shkodel Adinam, Atzim Minig Amdina, gives Gemaras and Babetzia, Lola Ashkim, Lola Harib, etc., etc. Nogu Lozun Yozun, the Sapik Yisapik, Ain Sor Shiasa Minig Apichach Meator. Vigam Achlo Apich Adim, Dafka Shaf, Shinig Zayan, Dachin Yon Shem Rob Toshavet Eir, it becomes Vidina Torah, Kvi Aminig, Dadai Din Minig Eir, Nechshar Kis, Nubistam, Saga Meir Etznai. Vichaini Vinyani Mechir, Mahu Bichlal Amecher, what's included? Shavshi Gadin and Kuim Pirkam Mechira. You have sugis in Barbasa and elsewhere, and Rambam is a Shulchan Aruch. That's only there's no minig. A Mogem Sheish Minig, Kol Chirach Haminig. Val Tam Sheh Bistamu Ki Hes No Shuk Haminig. That's the understanding. You're following whatever the minig is. That's what you're following. Velchein Ein Chiluk Mihem Sheh In Higul Daf Im Agvarim Sheh Mom Tashavir In Higul Din HaTorah Bistamu Ki Minig. Velchein Vada Lagor Din HaMalchut Miminig Sheh Bistamu Ki Hitma Adad Din HaMalchut Vekol Shkin Sheh Inog In Den HaMedina Vim Sheh Kam Minig Hem Nesh Lezeh Melik Toch Hazman Toch hazman yochol lahat maske lotzio, ap menachol abay, shah maske yotzorach lotzmo, etc. That's what I'm posking. Ach, shah maiti shibdin amalchus, yom toch hamaske lotzmo yochol lotzio. Let's say the maske himself needs that area. He needs a place to live. So if he needs a place to live, then he has the right to go ahead and eject the one who's renting it. Maybe he has it midin ha-Torah, v'tzorach lachkor, he said, yod, the name, shuodim koshi, yal shuodim lismo, she'en lim chazgut kashrut, v'yefshu she'yavet, v'shogegu mezit. So basically, he also seems to go along with the idea that if he needs the house himself, that's something else. But also, otherwise, we assume, we follow the Dina Machus Adina. But as I said, Hayotemi called Vareinu, that even it's not so clear, to be honest, when yes, when no. The Machlogis between the Machab Ramah, in areas outside, as I said, taxes, where it's not, the Tu'el Tamalchud, the Chukas HaMedina. But generally speaking, now the big issue, of course, is here in Eretz Yisrael. Do we follow Dina Machus Adina? To me, it's poshut that we do, not even a suffix. I don't understand the issue. Despite the Ran in the Dorm, and despite the Chazon Ish, and despite, so far, every person I've asked, and I'll tell you who I asked. I asked Hagoyin Azam Lechem Yigolber. Okay, you say, that's all. So he told me the Psaka Bishver. Of course he said Dina Machus Adina. Hashem Azam Lechem. I asked Rabbi Levinson. Psaka Hashem Azam Lechem. Of course he said Dina Machus Adina. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, so I had one of my children ask him. This way, I could protect myself. This many years ago. Here's the way one of my sons, who was just by mitzvah at that time, he came to him. I was present. And he said, Shamati, B'shem HaChazanish, Mutal Ligzol Meha Medina. So he jumped up, Rav Chaim, this is 20, how many years ago? 29 years ago. He jumped up and said, Sheker V'Chazav. And then the next question that followed, I could only ask one more question. I was afraid what was going to happen after that. So there were a whole bunch of people in the area. So I asked, is there Dina Malchus in Eretz Yisrael? Masafek. That was his answer. Those are three people. Then I asked many other Gedolim here in Eretz Yisrael. Every single person told me there's Dina Malchus Adina. So they told me, you didn't ask the right people. Kach Shamati. I'm not sure who else they asked. I think these are sufficient. To Abraham the Chassid, of course, I asked him, I'm shooting, wasn't even named welcome this topic. So maybe you'll tell me whom you asked, that people here tell me, no, there's no Dina Machus Adina, it's all Chamsa Nusa, the Machus and Adina. Mr. Abbe Pia, what do you say? You think it's Chamsa Nut here? It's a government. They pay a lot of taxes. You know something? In Canada, I pay the same level of taxes I pay here. So that's also a bunch of Chamsanim over there. So, because I don't like the tax structure, that makes them to not Dina Machus Adina. I think people here are Mara Heter and they want to be Yasha, and that's the bottom line. Okay.
What happens with damages?
Yeah, so, I mean, people generally go to Bakidina. The question is,